Hello, my name is Bisi Oladipupo and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwords.org. Today I'll be sharing on You are the right person for what God has called you to do. Many of us are familiar with the account of Moses in the Bible. The Lord asked Moses to go to Pharaoh to let his people go. The Lord knew that Moses was the right person for the assignment, even though at the time Moses himself did not think so. When the Lord called Moses, it was obvious that he did not want to go. This is one of Moses' responses when God spoke to him. Exodus 13, verse 13, and I read, And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? Considering the fact that God had already introduced himself to Moses in Exodus 13 verse 6 as the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, what is his name looks like an irrelevant question to me. Now, here are a few other statements from Moses. Whom am I that I should go unto Pharaoh? Exodus 13 verse 11. They will not believe me nor listen to me. Exodus 14 verse 1. I am not eloquent, I am of slow speech, and I have a slow tongue. Exodus 14 verse 10. Please send someone else. Exodus 14 verse 13. It is obvious that Moses did not want to go. However, God knows all things. He knows our potential. Once we let him have his way in us, it is God that works in us both to will and to do of his pleasure. Philippians 2 verse 13. All we are doing is yielding to what he is doing in us and be obedient to his directions. This is why we should give the Lord all the glory as we are only vessels. Fast forward, we can see why God chose Moses, even though Moses did not see his own potential at that time. Moses was later on referred to as very meek above all men on the earth. Numbers 12 verse 3. At a point, God wanted to wipe out the children of Israel, but Moses prayed and stood in the gap and pleaded with God. Exodus 32 verse 10. Moses was also prepared that his name be plotted out of God's book for the sake of the people. Exodus 32 verse 32. Amazing how many people will do that. Moses had a heart for the people, and he was not just leading them, but he cared passionately for them. God foreknew all this, and God knew that Moses was the right person for this assignment. Has the Lord called you to do something and you feel, I can't? This is what Moses felt. We must remember that the Lord is the potter and we are the clay. He knows our potential once we yield to him and allow him to have his way in us. Just say yes to the Lord and trust him. He will carry you through the process. The giftings and callings of God are without repentance. Someone somewhere is waiting for you to say yes. Someone somewhere would be a beneficiary of you when you say yes. So say yes. The Lord does the work, and all you need to do is yield to him and obey the everyday instructions that you are given. Thanks for listening.